Great Caesars! It's Queen Serena! Looks like she needs help! Form into skirmish line, troop!
Marielle placed herself squarely in front of the impulsive Hare, halting any further activity. Her mind raced madly as she tried reasoning with him.
Field Marshal, sir, remember what you said. Plan first, act later.
No time now, missy. Duty calls, you know. Stand aside,
said Meldrum, as he adjusted the stone at the end of his rod. Dandin joined Marielle.
Sir, there are far too many of them for our small force to go up against. If you charge in now, we'll all be killed. Your four young nephews, Bowley, do you want to see them massacred by hundreds of vermin? There'd be no point to it.
While Dandin was reasoning with Meldrum, a solution had formed swiftly in the Mouse Maid's agile mind. It was risky, but worth a try. She interrupted Dandin's pleas.
Listen, I just thought of a plan. Rumtwold, Coltfine, we'll need your slings and stone pouches. Bowley, take these four young hares back to Ferb's dwelling. Tell him to watch out for those creatures on the stream and shelter them. Go!
Marielle's voice had such a ring of certainty to it that Bowley and the hares were gone in a flash. As she and Dandin armed themselves with slings and stones, she turned to the slightly bemused Meldrum.
Now, we need a beast of some weight and courage. Are you game for this, sir?
Meldrum the Magnificent was caught up by Marielle's urgency and sureness. His ears stood straight as he said,
Game? Ha! Say on, Miguel! There's none gamer than this hare!
Marielle knotted the gullwhacker securely about her waist.
Good. Now here's what we'll do.
Queen Serena hugged little Truffin to her. He was weeping piteously, frightened by the sight and sounds of the horde led by the dirge callers and Nagru. They were in plain sight now, pouring along the stream bank after the floating log, while the rest of the otters pushed the tree trunk through the water. Iris and Greenbeck, armed with javelins, climbed onto the log, protecting the squirrels with their bodies. The two brave otters prepared to face the onslaught together. Howling with triumph, the foxwolf halted his horde on the stream bank. The two ermine snuffled and wailed hideously, eager to get at their prey, but reluctant to venture into the deep stream. They wove back and forth at the water's edge. The otters had steered the log over to the far bank to distance themselves from attack. Some of the horde rats were beginning to string the bows up and select arrows. Nagru turned on them with a snarl.
Put those bows away. Arrows would spoil the sport. I've got them now, and I want them alive and unharmed. My dirge callers can have the otters, but I want those two squirrels alive. Stand ready and await my orders.
Without warning, the rat called Mingol shrieked as, grabbing his head in both paws, he fell senseless to the ground. His partner, Vengro, stared down in puzzlement at him.